Okay, Welcome. It's Alan Brazil up front with my old mucker, Ray, the Romford Pelly Parlour.
How you doing, Al?
I tell you what, every day I'm seeing you
lately. I know. I'm seeing you more than my missus now.
Are we going to the pub, Al? Honestly, this has got to stop.
Then a rosy.
Up front with Alan Brazil is sponsored by Bet on Brazil. Go to betonbrazil.com for all the latest odds and all the latest offers. Okay, let's look back. We've got to start with City. Yeah. Fabulous, eh?
Brilliant result. Absolutely superb. Obviously, the first half, I thought Barcelona were very good. The way they passed the ball, they got into good areas, and Messi getting that opening goal. Why didn't we do that, Al? First goal scorer. You've got to do him every week. I don't know what price he would be, but he's superb, isn't he? And another goal in the Champions League. But then City, you know, they got that equaliser. Gundogan, who's been a brilliant signing for him. He was injured when he first turned up, but he's certainly showing how good he is. And second half, Man City was super. Well, what a free kick. And then Gundogan got his second goal as well. So, brilliant result for City. It must give them so much belief and confidence going forward in the Champions League, beating one of the favourites to win it. And, you know, we know City are of excellent side when they all click. But can they do it on a regular basis in the Champions League? I thought Aguero again, he's back in the fold. He was brilliant against West Bromwich Albion. Yeah, and another great performance as well against Barcelona.
What about talking about De Bruyne, Jose must be saying, what happened at Chelsea?
Well, there's two there, aren't they? Lukaku as well. I mean, Lukaku didn't get an opportunity. And look at him at Everton. He's banging the goals in. He's had a great season so far, and he's getting better all the time. He's still a young lad. And De Bruyne, he'd be scratching his head, Jose. I mean, what a player he is. Fantastic signing for Man City.
So, Ray, how far can City go?
They can go all the way.
They can win it.
Of course they can. I mean, they've got the players. It's just that, you know, having that, when it gets the tough bit of it, quarterfinals, semi-finals, just having that composure, having the belief they can get through. But, you know, it doesn't really kick off to the last 16 quarterfinals. That's when the draws, you've got to be lucky in a draw as well. But it'd be interesting to see what happens going forward. I think they've got Celtic now, Al, haven't they? Man City, the last game.
By the way, Celtic, half of Glasgow will go down to Manchester.
Oh, it'd be a great atmosphere.
Do I give us a chance? You never know. It's Scotland, England, isn't it? We've got that coming up.
Well, I think they look at that game.
But do you remember Celtic going to Anfield? People give them no chance. John Hartson smash one in.
Well, he knows that all the pressure will be on Man City. I mean, after the 3-0 draw at Parkhead, that was a great performance. And I'm sure Brendan will say to his players, let's try and play exactly the same way. Try and get at their back four. Make them make mistakes, and let's try and capitalise on that and take their chances, because that's what you got to do. When you're playing against the good sides, when you get the opportunity, you've got to take them. And I'm sure Dembele is in great form for Celtic, will be chomping at the bit.
I listened to Brendan carefully, and if I'm being honest, I didn't watch that game because I thought we'd get gubbed. Mm. And he says, no, we're disappointed we didn't win it. You know, we had chances right at the end, I think. Good chance. But in saying that, it gives Celtic great hope. Mm. They've got to go to City. At the end of the day, Barcelona come to Parkhead as well, don't they, I think? At the end of the day, Celtic could not finish one or two for me. Impossible.
No.
Third was the game. Well, that was the spot we were after, to stay in the UEFA Cup. The Europa League. Oh, I still call it UEFA Cup. And that was Celtic's aim, but I think Mönchengladbach will beat them to it now. But in terms of performance, it was a good performance.
Yeah, it was, and a good point in the end, Mönchengladbach. They had lots of the ball, Mönchengladbach, but Celtic got the penalty, Dembele took it and scored.
Parkhead was the game where they played very well, though.
They're
going to have a job keeping hold of Dembele.
Yeah, well, at the moment, I'm going back over the years at Celtic, they've always had good strikers, haven't they, over the years. John Hartson, Larsson always sticks out as the best, probably. But Dembele, the way he started his career at Celtic, he's been superb. And,
great player at Celtic,
if he can keep improving the way he is, I'm sure there'll be lots of people looking at Dembele and saying, look, maybe we'll have to pay big money and get him into our club.
Yeah. No, Celtic are going well. Brendan's happy.
He's doing well, yeah.
Just a quickie, Joey Barton. Back training with the Gers,
but
they've made it clear: you step over that line one more time, it's goodbye.
No more team talks.
No, he's back. No more fighting.
No more fighting. No team talks for Joey.
No more trying to run the club.
Look, he's a good player. I mean, he'd do well for Rangers. So
he's a lucky boy, you know. If they
absolutely
had 2 million spare, they'd have said goodbye, Joey. See you later.
Yeah. Well, he's got that contract, and that was the big decision Rangers had to make. But again,
I'm
sure he'd be squeaky clean now. No, right. Never, Al. Never. Okay, I've never had a playoff. I've always played for my club.
Sack again. And get a few quid.
I went up to Middlesbrough. and then after that, Hull City, and then no payoff for me. How about you? You did, didn't you? You finished early in your career.
You must have
got better payment there.
I had the sack a couple of times for radio.
Did you ever
brought back?
Did you ever have a testimonial? Or anything
no,
like that? Did
no,
they do like
nothing.
A game for you because you were injured early?
I had no mates. Nothing.
Oh mate, honestly, I would have paid for you. How would have paid for you?
How lucky you are. Tottenham.
I heard
of Spurs Arsenal. What is wrong with Wembley for Spurs?
Well, we had that problem, Arsenal. We wasn't as good as we was at Highbury. So I think Tottenham are finding it as well. Look, Pochettino come out and said, we can't blame the pitch and the stadium and this, that, whatever.
Over 80,000? Wow.
Yeah, it was a great atmosphere. It really was. I think the Spurs fans played their part. They really got behind the team. At one stage, you need the players to get the crowd going, don't you? But they just didn't perform.
I don't think they
Leverkusen were a good side, though. I thought they deserved to win the game. Yeah. I think any Spurs fan will look at it and say,
German football's good.
Ray,
whenever you play against the Germans, you know they're fit as a fiddle.
Well, you knew in the first game.
They're disciplined, they're tough.
Mm. You know that in the first game. I thought Tottenham were pretty lucky to get a draw out there.
Mm.
So it was always going to be a tough game for them. I thought Leverkusen, I had a funny feeling it could be a draw. If I was going to put money down, I would have gone for a draw. But Leverkusen, on the day, they were the better side. They're desperate for Harry Kane. Harry Kane is so much missed now. Alderweireld, you can get away with maybe with Dyer at the back, maybe.
I think he'll come off the bench. I don't think they'll start him.
Well, it's a big gamble because, you know, look, they're going to try and rush him back as quick as they can, but they've got to be careful because if he breaks down again,
and they've got
he's
to
be careful
about
for
another
as well
what they do with him because he plays for Spurs against the Arsenal. England will come calling.
Well, England will definitely pick him because he's a very important player for them. So it's going to be interesting to see the team selections at the weekend.
Hoping the tweaks are growing.
It's going to be a top game though, isn't it? The weekend. Can't wait for that one. Al. North London derby. You'll be there in hospitality. I'll be doing
Where can I wave to you from? Because you're down in the stalls.
Do you know where you go? You get blankets and all sorts. You fall asleep. Yeah, you're getting up early every morning. He'd be nodding off in the game.
Yeah, but the old Montreal. She's got to go in the coffee cups. I'm not sitting out there drinking coffee.
Well, I think you're going to be sitting indoors, aren't you? Watching on TV.
No. I don't.
You've got to get the atmosphere.
You can't go to a North London derby. But, last one I played in, we won 5-0 and scored. Yes.
Yeah, but I always loved a North London derby. Do you know what? Sometimes it's easy to play away. I liked it away. The atmosphere is brilliant. The away fans, you get all the hardcore fans there. And it's always a brilliant atmosphere. Mm. So I'm sure Spurs will go there with their allocation of supporters and get behind them.
Well, Ray, they're not going to go there full of confidence, are they? That's my only problem. But listen, going back to Champions League, there's no reason a good Tottenham side can't beat Monaco 1-0 over there.
Well, that's going to be the game now. I mean, Pochettino's been said, look, we've got to win both games, simple as that. I think Leverkusen have got themselves in a good position now. Obviously, Monaco getting a good win last night puts them in a great position as well. So they've got to go there and get a victory now, Spurs. And
in fact, the
good news is Harry Kane will be back for that. So that's going to be...
Last time I was in the old Diamond Club, at Arsenal, at the Emirates, was when Monaco...
Don't say we lost.
When Monaco beat...
Oh, leave off.
Monaco beat Arsenal, I was there.
Oh, well, don't go there.
So there you go.
No,
so
don't
Spurs,
go.
Come on, you Spurs.
No, don't go there now. But yeah, it's going to be a cracking game. But Spurs, look, they'll be waiting for Harry Kane to come back into the side. And when he comes back, Janssen's done okay. Look, he's trying. He's had a real, you know, quick... in his career, you know, from League Two in Holland, then he went to the main league in Holland, then he's gone into the Premier League. So he's going to take time for him, but he's going to get better. But they're certainly missing Harry Kane.
No, I agree. Sunderland, Bournemouth. Now this is
at Bournemouth, Al.
Yeah, sorry, I was just going to say that.
Yeah, it's at Bournemouth.
I've got down here Sunderland versus Bournemouth, but it's Bournemouth Sunderland.
Yeah, it's Bournemouth Sunderland.
You don't mind if I call up
Bournemouth.
Just a wee numpty.
You tube. Where is he?
It's Dan.
Dan the tube.
Stand in that corner.
Right.
I can't see Sunderland beating Bournemouth.
No,
at
I
Bournemouth,
can't either.
Can you?
No, not at all. I mean, look, they're coming off a defeat to Middlesbrough, Bournemouth. Middlesbrough played really well on that day. But I think Bournemouth are home, a different side. And I've gone for a 2-1 win now to Bournemouth and puts a little bit more pressure on David Moyes. Sunderland at the moment, 2 points out. 10 games, 2 points.
Well, see, from a Bournemouth point of view, Ray, I honestly feel they look at this and say, this is a must. This is their cup finals.
Yeah, they've got to win.
Bournemouth,
yeah.
All the teams below them, that's the games they have to win.
They have to beat
Forget
them.
Forget the top five. It's great if you can give United, City, Chelsea, Arsenal, Spurs a game, Everton, but these are the ones that count.
What was the lowest point ever in the Premier League for one season?
Actually, I don't know.
It might have been Derby. I think it was Derby. I'm still sure, 13 points. And I think this stage of the season, after 10 games...
I've never been a nerd.
I think they had five...
I've never sort of looked at things
I think
like
they
that.
Had 5 points at this stage. And look at Sunderland on 2 points. So that's how struggling they are.
No, they will pick up.
They're relying so much on Jermaine Defoe to score the goals. If he doesn't score... Then you know they've got no goals from anywhere else.
They'll pick up, but will they be picking up with David? You know, there's a few jobs flying about them.
11 points, Al. I've just had a look. 11 points for Derby in 2007-2008. So it's 11 points. And look at... I just can't see him winning games. I really can't. And I mean, whether January window, like Sam Allardyce did, can bring some players in, David Moyes, I don't know.
But I keep talking about Sam again. He's our man. They tell me turn down Wolves. Because he's a Dudley boy, Sam. He's from there,
Black Country. Yeah.
Yep. And they wanted him, and I'm told, no, it's not for me.
Well, there'd be a lot of clubs after him, because you know what he can bring to your club.
He's
a survivor.
Do you think he's waiting for the old, if they come knock and say, well, OK, what's my bonus for keeping us up?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I'm sure there'd be a big bonus, because you don't want to be going into that championship, because it's very difficult to get out. But there'll be a few clubs around Christmas time, Al, where they get a little bit worried. They start panicking a little bit, chairman, saying, oh, we need to get results. So let's get Sam in now. And I'm sure he'll be biding his time, waiting for that right job.
We'll look at a few more. But up front with Alan Brazil, the sponsored by BetOnBrazil.com, okay? It's a new betting site for all the sports punters with fantastic odds, markets and great offers. Listeners to this podcast can now get a free £10 when they deposit £10 just by using the promo code ALAN10, ALAN10. Just visit BetOnBrazil.com, enter the promo code ALAN10 when you deposit your £10 and you get £10 free. Easy. Also, look out for a daily happy hour. The offers between 5 p.m. and 6 p.m. Sign up now at betonbrazil.com. Betbrazil.com is for over 18s only, and betting should be fun, Ray Parler. So please, gamble responsibly.
And how is your predictions these days?
My predictions are going really well. Yeah.
Well, I don't think you're doing that well in the pub.
No.
I think you're halfway down to the table.
Ray,
you find I'm second at the moment. 30 people.
You don't peak too early. Who wins the Premier League?
When they're top
in November.
It's coming. I think you've got to be there and thereabouts, Al, about April time, haven't you? You know,
it's
going to be tight then.
I am 3-4 weeks away from in top five.
Even my brother's higher than you, and that's a disgrace. That's a disgrace.
No, he's not. I keep telling him, save yourself a tenner, Jimmy.
He's a black cab driver, and he's still above you.
No, he's not. He's not. What about, let's look at one or two of the others in the Premier League. Burnley against Palace. Do you know, I've got a sneaky... You know, don't get me wrong, I know Burnley at home shocks so many. Got a great point at Old Trafford. Something about Palace, you know, away from home. They've got a bit of flair about them.
Well, they did. They lost a game to Liverpool at Selhurst Park, and it was a great game to watch. You know, you talk about the Premier League, it was so exciting. 3-2 at half-time, you don't see that often. 5 goals in the first half. But they showed a little bit of character. They kept having a go. Maybe they should have had a penalty. Zaha going down. Which a lot of refs probably would have given that.
I thought it was shoulder to shoulder, mate.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it was 50-50. Some refs would have given that.
Yeah.
And that would have been a big turning point in the game. Credit to Liverpool, they were superb on the day. But Palace going to Burnley. Burnley have got a great home record.
Yeah.
This is where they're going to stay up. If they can get the results at home.
I agree.
And I've sat on the fence for this one. I'm going to go for a draw on this one. I think it's an odd one to call, so I've gone for a point apiece.
What about City against your old club, Borough? Borough went to the Emirates.
Yes,
could have won.
Well, they did, yeah. And it was a great performance. They should have won. They should have won at the Emirates.
City are going to... For me, this is a battering.
Yeah, well,
This is an absolute doing.
No, I wouldn't say it's a battering, because I think Middlesbrough will go there with a game plan that is very similar to what they did at the Emirates.
It's two or three.
Make it difficult, but it's all on Aguero. You know, if Aguero turns up, it's going to be so difficult.
First goal scorer?
Yeah, definitely. I've got him top goal scorer for the whole season. But if he's firing on all cylinders, he's such a superb player that he's so important. So I've gone for 2-0 here, Al. I don't think it'll be a battering, like you say, 4-5-0. I'm going for 2. But Middlesbrough have been going really well at the moment. They've got good 4 points.
I spoke to the captain, George Friend.
Oh, he's a great lad, isn't he?
What a nice guy.
Yeah, he's really good.
Yeah,
he's
nice
done well.
Guy.
He's a standing skipper at the moment. So Grant Leadbetter.
Oh, we spoke to him. What am I talking about? You spoke to him as well.
Grant Leadbetter's out.
You're talking about you've got the best feet in
football. Well, you know, I don't say that, you know.
I
never played for Borough, that's why. But I've gone for 2-0 for Man City.
Well, when you call the manager Big Nose, what do you expect?
Who's now
the England manager.
It doesn't really help, no, I must admit.
West Ham in the back pages for all the wrong reasons at the moment. Did you see the news? The director of the people on the stadium resigned, so there's all sorts of problems.
Well, it's gone up 50 million, isn't it?
But they've got to concentrate. West Ham against Stoke. Again, they need 3 points, but Stoke have turned the corner.
Stoke are playing well. They had a good result in the on Monday night against Swansea. They're struggling themselves at the bottom. I'm going to see this game, Al. I'll be at the London Stadium, so it's my first time I've been there this season, so I'd be interested to see what the atmosphere
is
like.
Well, you were a West Ham fan as a youngster.
Well, my dad was a big West Ham fan.
He took you to West Ham.
Yeah, it was my first live game I watched. I remember David Cross scoring against Newcastle, 1-0 in the chicken run at West Ham. It was always a fantastic, but this stadium's totally different to the Upton Park. It was so close, it was so hostile for the away team to go to Upton Park. But now, obviously, it's a bit further away now. But the atmosphere, my mates have been over there, and they said it's pretty decent. But Stoke, I think he's certainly got them firing.
It's another tricky one, isn't it? It's another
Boney,
maybe a draw.
He's got 2 goals for, the other night against Swansea, so he'd be full of confidence. And I've gone for a draw. I've gone for 1-1 again on this one, Al.
Chelsea-Everton, cracker. Everton away from home, can you trust them? Chelsea, for me, are going to be top four.
Yeah, definitely.
I really mean
total
that.
Total contenders.
I think they're playing really well at the moment. They're working their socks off and getting behind the ball. When they lose the ball and Everton get it wide, it's amazing how many blue shirts get back there for Chelsea.
Well, it's amazing.
I think Chelsea will beat them. It won't be easy, but I think they'll beat them.
It's amazing that I watched the game at the Emirates and they were so poor, Chelsea. And then suddenly, the second half, he changed it to 3 at the back, which he's done in his national side at Italy, Conte. And then since then, they've been absolutely superb. Moses on the right-hand side, Alonso on the left-hand side. The 3 at the back have been superb, keeping John Terry out of the team. Fabregas, we talked about him in the week. Maybe he's going to go on loan. He can't get into the side. Willian's on the bench against Southampton. So they've really got a good...
Yeah. Do you know what? I forgot about William. He was their best player last year.
Player of the season. But it just shows the depth they've got in the squad. So Chelsea, with no Champions League football or no European football, they're going to be there and thereabouts towards the end. So I've gone for a Chelsea win at Stamford Bridge. Everton are going okay, though. They had a good win against West Ham, but I've gone for a Chelsea 2-1.
We'll leave the big one to last. What about Hull, Southampton? Southampton in Europe, at home, though. Hull, I can't see Hull beating Southampton. Not the form they're in.
No.
I'd go 1-2, something like that, or 0-1, Southampton to nick it.
Well, I think Hull will have to come out and have a go, but I think Southampton going forward, they're too strong. Tadic, Redmond have been excellent. Midfield is very strong. Davis has had a good season so far. Romero, who come from Chelsea, is in that central midfield area. So they're dangerous. They're solid at the back. So I've gone for a Southampton win here. I just think they've got a little bit too much quality
going forward.
I've gone for Southampton.
Watford go to Anfield, the way Liverpool are playing, with flair, passing, great movement. It's got to be... Mind you, Watford, they
above Manchester United
the
at the moment. They're above Manchester United.
Party, but I think Liverpool, home win for me.
Yeah, too strong. I'm definitely gone for Liverpool here. Going forward, Coutinho, Firmino, they've been absolutely different class.
Talking about Manchester United, they go to Swansea. Swansea are in trouble here. And I'm not saying it's Bob, our US cousin, I'm not saying it's his fault, Bob Bradley, but I think they're in trouble.
Yeah, definitely.
They're not playing desperate, they're not playing bad, but...
There's not enough goals. Lorient is up front now. Whether he's good enough to play in the Premier League, we don't know. But I've gone for Man United win here. I think they'll bounce back. I think they was a little bit unlucky against Burnley. With 10 men as well, they should have had a penalty.
Yeah.
Jose should have given that. That's why he's had his problems, Jose, with arguing about the penalty decision. But I think Man United will be too strong. I've gone for 3-1 Man United.
I'll be 3-1.
Yep.
Leicester against West Brom. Leicester, listen, Champions League, a good draw against Copenhagen. They're doing really well. They're now beginning to find a bit of form, confidence. West Brom make it tough. It's a derby, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a derby. Is it East Midlands derby or what? Where is it? Leicester... it's a derby anyway.
They're in the Championship now. But look, Leicester, I was at the Spurs game, good point in the end at White Hart Lane last week. I thought second half, they invited pressure onto them because they sat back so deep.
It's East Midlands derby,
and Wes Morgan was so deep in the second half that they rode their lack a little bit, but they've got great pace. Mahrez, Musa, he played on the left-hand side. Vardy could come back into the side with Okazaki behind. And he's the one who set the goal up, Vardy, for Musa to score. And I have gone... I was thinking about going for a draw for this one because I think West Bromwich Albion would be tough to beat. They're quite organised.
I'm going to go Leicester.
But I've changed my mind. I've gone for Leicester win as well. So I've gone 2-1 to Leicester.
He just copies me, Dan. He copies me.
Well, when I'm second in the league, and you're mid table.
A couple of lucky
you could be in a relegation
results.
Battle towards the end of the season.
And then the big one, we are both there, Diamond Club.
Well,
here
you'll be with a blanket on you and all sorts.
I don't need a blanket.
It's a disgrace. You should be in with the supporters. You should be like enjoying the atmosphere.
In the Tottenham end?
Yeah, why not? Go in the Tottenham end. But you'll be having a little blanket, a little glass of wine, and you'd be getting sport water.
No.
And you love going over there, didn't you?
Let me tell the listeners, the Diamond Club, a friend of mine's got 4 seats, right? And you pull up, he pulls his Ranger Rover up under the, it's basically under the ground. You go downstairs.
Spoiled.
And you walk out, you walk 10 metres, there's an elevator in the elevator, and as you go to the Diamond Club floor, bing, the door's open, and there she is. Where, with a tray of champagne.
Within, look, 10 seconds of you slamming the door, I reckon you'll be having a drink in your hand.
Yeah,
it's an absolute.
So you have a little glass of bubbly, you check the weather outside, you come back in, you pick your wine, you have your starter, then you have your main course, then you have a little sweet, then you have cheese and biscuits, and then, darn it, the game starts.
And then he closes the curtains and watches his telly.
But
end of the day, I mean, I think Al's got a real soft spot for Arsenal now. I think he loves Arsenal. He loves, especially going to the Emirates.
I have got a lot of respect.
If it was a hybrid, he wouldn't be there. Don't worry about that. I think the food and the bar has got a lot to do with the hospitality when he goes to the Emirates.
It's a derby. It was a draw, I think, last year, wasn't it?
That's a tight one. Look,
Arsenal, strong favourites, though.
The form is all Arsenal. They've been playing so well. Look, great result in the Emirates. After going 2 goals down, they showed that little bit of character coming back. Ludogorets getting that winner. And Ozil, he's playing out of his skin.
Hold on, Ludogorets, Polish pub team.
Well, 3-2.
Pub team.
Still got beat
Bulgarian,
these sort of sides. They played away against PSG.
Bulgarian pub team.
Anyway, this game is going to be amazing to watch the weekend. I think it's going to be a real top quality game. I'm going to go for an Arsenal win because of the home advantage, but I think with form in North London derbies, that can go out the window because it's all about who wants it more on the day.
To come off the
who
bench,
wants it more
the
on the day? If Harry can start, it's a massive bonus for Spurs, there's no doubt.
Dele Alli to be booked.
I think the midfield battle is always very important. And to be fair, I mean, look at Tottenham's midfield. They're very strong.
You know,
Wanyama's had a great start to his Spurs career. Dembele, I love Dembele. I think he's a top player in midfield. And Dele Alli. So, look, they're strong in that area. But Arsenal, going forward, they've got to deal... When they've got people like Giroud can come off the bench and score your goals, they've got Sanchez, they've got lots of options going forward. Walcott's in great form. Whether he's going to be fit, I don't know. Chamberlain is in good form, Oxlade-Chamberlain, Iwobi. So they've got lots of good players in that midfield area. So I think it's a real tight game, but I've gone Arsenal to nick it by a goal, 2-1.
I'm intrigued. Will Harry start? It's an ankle problem, Ray.
He's desperate for him to start.
You can strap that ankle up.
Pochettino would be desperate for Harry to start because he's been sorely missed by Spurs fans. I mean, the games he's played, he's so important for the team. He's the one who gets into areas. He's got that predator instinct of being a striker. Jansen just hasn't got it for me. I mean, he will improve. Oh, no, absolutely. But Harry's so, that's why he's so important because he knows that.
The producer keeps getting the fixtures wrong, but he's young.
They get into good areas, but you need that striker to make the right runs, and Harry certainly does that. So whether he's going to risk him for the weekend now, we'll have to wait. I've gone 2-1, Arsenal. What are you going to go for?
Draw 1-1.
Oh, yeah? Well, a point would be a great point for Spurs when you look away from home, but I just think they might nick it. I think Sanchez, Ozil... That will turn up.
Ray
big game.
Form, Arsenal should
and
win.
Plus, they're negotiating new contracts, so they'll play even better. So if he can score a goal like
another
did,
wonder goal they did the weekend.
$350,000. So Arsenal need to sign him quickly.
And
I
you
know
complain
that.
About the taxi fare to the Emirates. He's getting $350 a week.
I'm going to walk out. Don't worry about that from the station.
Ray, always a pleasure.
I really look forward to Sunday.
I'm
looking forward to speaking next week and seeing who comes out top of the North London derby.
Okay, you're on.
Bottle of bubbly on it? We owe me 7, so you might as well have another one on it.
No, you don't drink it, do you?
Well, I ain't got it yet. I'm still waiting for
your missus to drink them all.
Every time a lorry goes past my house, I'm thinking that must be the delivery of bubbly that Alan owes me. But it keeps going, so I'll wait for it.
listen, good luck. I really hope Southampton do well in the Champions League. I hope they beat Inter. Back next week, of course.
Europa League.
That was up front. Oh, yeah. That was, of course, it is. That was up front with Alan Brazil and Ray, the Romford Pelly Parlour. and I look forward to goating and gloating and doing whatever else. And when Tottenham get a result.
What's a goating?
Where does goating come from? brilliant, Ray. Always a pleasure. Thanks,
cheers,
mate. Ta.
Goating.